exciting news for those of us who want to learn about and experience the culture of Venezuela. We tell you just what that news is in a moment. Also, we tell you who has been crowned the 2015 JCDC Art Olympic Champions. You're on the Arts Page. The Simon Bolivar Cultural Center will open its doors later this month in downtown Kingston. So Jamaicans and visitors to our island will get the opportunity to learn about and experience Venezuelan culture right here in Jamaica. The facility is a multi-purpose center for the performing and visual arts and was refurbished by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, at a cost of $4.13 million. It will be managed and operated by the Institute of Jamaica, IOJ. Chairman of the UDC, Senator K.D. Knight, says that the renovation works are in keeping with the agency's redevelopment plan for downtown Kingston. The cultural center is the brainchild of late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez and former Prime Minister P.J. Patterson. Senator K.D. Knight gives us the rationale for the cultural center.
The first reason was to have an edifice which was in honor of Simon Bolivar, who is a national hero in Venezuela and who was exiled here in Jamaica. And there was also the desire to expose our youth to the culture regionally, and so that there will be provisions here for that purpose. We are very happy that we have come to this stage of the process, that we can hand over the keys to IOJ, and they now will ensure that the vision, the concept, will be implemented fully.
Senator Knight says he hopes Jamaicans will take advantage of the opportunities being provided for cultural education, performances, and exhibits. Executive Director of the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner, says the Institute looks forward to managing the center and executing activities leading up to the September bicentennial of the writing of the famous letter for which Simon Bolivar is well known. Director Programs Coordinator Division, IOJ, Jacqueline Boucher, says she is excited about the center's potential contribution to the cultural enlightenment of Jamaicans.
We really hope that this center will be a buzz of activities and help to really broaden the scope in terms of persons accessing the facilities that are here and the programs that will be offered. We will have programs with a Latin American flavor. We are having an after-school program for children. The programs we are looking at presently, we are looking at music, we're looking at dance, we're looking at exposing them to the food.
Plans are being explored to offer Spanish and French language classes and, of course, Fui Jamaican language. The two-story Georgian building that was once the office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society now boasts a library, interpretation room, three multipurpose rooms, administrative offices, and a kitchenette. The Simon Bolivar Cultural Center also features an exhibit space. The Simon Bolivar Exhibit Hall to commemorate the Venezuelan Liberator's stay in Jamaica in 1815. The project began in 2009 and was funded by the Government of Venezuela's Petrocaribe Development Fund and the Government of Jamaica. And Pembroke Hall High School is the new 2015 JCDC Art Olympics champion. The school captured the title from Tatius Golding High School during the Jamaica Visual Arts Competition and Exhibition. The competition was organized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, an agency of the Ministry of Youth and Culture. The Art Olympics competition is one of the activities held recently during the school's Arts Day Out, one of the main audience days of the Visual Arts Exhibition. Pembroke Hall High School walked away with a championship trophy and $100,000 for its art department, courtesy of the Tourism Enhancement Fund. And that's it for this week's program. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight Jamaica's art and culture. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.